Okay, let's see. Now it's time to go over here to Bob in Tacoma, isn't it? My fault, Bob. I made a mistake before.
Okay.
What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, about 19 years ago, I was diagnosed with idiopathic peripheral neuropathy in my feet.
Uh-huh.
And over the years, it's got progressively worse and worse. And everyone I've ever talked to said, there's nothing you can do.
That's weird.
What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't say there's nothing. Now, I would say, though, that it may be that nothing you try will work. But there's a good chance they will, and there are a number of things that one could try. Now, this peripheral neuropathy just came on all by itself. No injuries involved?
That's correct.
And is there in your family, or do you personally have type 2 diabetes?
I was just diagnosed with that a couple of years ago.
Aha! Okay, sir. This is not at all uncommon in type 2 diabetes. So one of the first things to try, maybe you've done it already, so you let me know. One of the first things to try is alpha-lipoic acid. Have you tried that yet?
Yes, I have.
And it didn't work for you?
No.
Okay, well, fortunately, that's not everything on the list. That's just one of the things that can be tried. Let's see. You may or may not have heard of the work of a Dr. Patil, P-A-T-I-L, who found that HCG, which is actually what the placenta makes when it's going to grow a baby, HCG, and by the way, it's very safe because we all took a bath in it when we were inside of moms. HCG was actually capable of totally repairing nerves that had been cut straight across. I am not kidding you at all, sir. He actually published pictures of here are the new nerves growing right across where he had cut the animal's spinal cords. No kidding. So sometimes when we've got a neuropathy, it does help. Now, here's a little trouble with HCG, though. It's got to be on prescription. People who know better than everybody in the healing professions have mandated that it must be on prescription, even though nobody has ever got hurt with it. Like I told you, when we were all inside of mom, we took a bath in it, and nobody got hurt, so we're not going to get hurt now. But we have to have a prescription, which drives the cost up some, and we have to learn to give ourselves an injection. And sometimes, and I will not tell you always, but let me tell you about a teenager who was badly injured in the Tacoma train wreck. And it was thought he was never going to get completely better, but his parents were able to persuade the doctors at the cancer rehab hospital he went to, which was in Colorado. I don't know why they had to leave the state, but maybe there's good reason for it, to give him daily injections of HCG, and that kid has made what everybody calls a miracle recovery. So anyway, that's another thing that one could try. And since the alpha-lipoic acid didn't work for you, well, that would be, I'd be skipping ahead because there's some other things we can try too. For example, Fred Klenner, in North Carolina found that a lot of times if we injected both vitamin B1 and vitamin B12 at the same time, why neuropathy would get better. And oddly enough, the Merck manual for 1957 or 58, I forget which, told us that if doctors injected that, not into the nerve, of course, into the person, why even a bad nerve pain like sciatica, often got better. Now that's another injectable one, but it is so safe, nobody ever OD'd on those injections, sir. So, some things to think about.
Okay, I've tried all the drugs that have been prescribed just to get rid of the pain, but they either make me too high or too stupid that it wasn't really worth taking them. So, I'm back square one.
Neither HCG nor vitamin B12 and B1 injected is going to make you feel stupid. No way in the world, sir. And in fact, many people, particularly those of us who happen to be over 65, say that B12 actually made us a little tiny bit smarter. We can remember more stuff.
I could use that. The first one you said, that was an HGT?
Almost. H, C as in
C.
Color. C, color, C, color, starting with C, and then G as in grown up.
Okay, HCG, all righty. Okay, well, it's worth a try. The problem is that the neuropathy keeps getting worse and keeps creeping further up my leg.
Yeah, sounds like nerve damage then, sir, if that's what's going on. And so there, it would probably be a little less expensive and to use the B12 and B1 first. And again, if you use it and it doesn't help, it hasn't hurt a blinking thing, that might make you a little less forgetful, excuse me. And then you could go to the HCG, which is a little more pricey, even though it's totally harmless. It must be on prescription, too. Here, let me read you something from a course that Dr. Gaby and I give on all this kind of natural medicine. And we have a category called neuropathy here, and it says right here, vitamin B12 by intramuscular injection given in varying doses and frequencies and for varying periods of time has been reportedly relieved symptoms of peripheral neuropathy. A reasonable therapeutic trial would be 1,000 micrograms, which is 1 milligram. Take every day for a week, and then you start tapering it on down according to the response. Now, I would add vitamin B1 to that, simply because Dr. Klenner, who was just a genius in natural medicine, did that, and he had really good results.
Okay, so the B1 and B12, that's an injection as well? You just can't take a pill?
No, sir. All the studies have been by injection, and there's one really good reason for that, and that is that by the time we're all 60, and I'm not kidding, this is according to research from Mayo Clinic now, by the time we're all 60, approximately half of us don't have the capability of making the factor that grabs onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into our bodies. It just goes right straight through the toilet, and that's not going to help any. It's because the same cells that make stomach acid make the vitamin B12 combining factor, which is called intrinsic factor. And if the cells aren't making enough stomach acid, they're not going to make enough intrinsic factor. And that's where the Mayo Clinic comes in. They said that by the time we all get to be 60, half of us, it's 48% of men and 52% of women, but it averages at 50, don't have that capability anymore. And that's why there's so many people in the older age groups who are being given B12 shots, sir.
Okay, well, maybe I'll give her a shot.
Good one, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.